Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals. There seems to be a longstanding belief among pot smokers that marijuana is not just better than tobacco, but is actually good for you. But a recent UCSF study shows that smoking cannabis is bad for your heart and can cause heart disease or stroke. For more on this, KCBS's Patty Rising spoke with Dr. Salome Kahani, professor of medicine with UCSF School of Medicine and lead author of the study.
Your study found that when it came to cardiac risk, smoking pot can be as bad as smoking cigarettes. Why?
I think that cannabis is being marketed to the public as a harmless herb. And that it not only isn't harmful, but it might be good for you. I think that's what I commonly hear from patients. But we know from a large body of research that inhaled particulate matter is harmful to human health. And we know that it causes inflammation and vascular dysfunction. And we know that it is associated with increased risk of myocardial infarction, stroke, and heart disease. There's no reason to believe that smoking cannabis would be any different.
Is it the process of smoking, that is, of lighting something up, inhaling something in your lungs? Did you look at folks who might have ingested cannabis, say, in an edible?
Thank you for asking that question. Our study looked at any form of cannabis use, and we've found that any form of cannabis use is associated with increased risk of myocardial infarction and stroke. However, one should be aware that 70% of individuals in this study smoked cannabis. So that is the predominant form of use in America. And so majority of people used it in the form of smoking. We did an analysis where we looked at only those people that smoked. And we found that, again, smoking cannabis was associated with cardiovascular events, myocardial infarction and stroke. We did not have the sample size to examine whether other forms of cannabis use were also associated with cardiovascular events. We have reason to believe that there might be risks because tetrahydrocannabinol, that is the active psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, has been shown to have hemodynamic effects. It impacts heart rate, blood pressure, and there have been reports of arrhythmias associated with cannabis use. So even though our study didn't conclusively answer that question, I think that we need more studies about it, but I do think there are early evidence of risks.
So when you talk about cannabis use, let's define it, because I'm sure everybody listening to this is, are we talking once a day? Are we talking five times a day? Are we talking once a week? Are there different levels of dangers associated with how often you use cannabis?
I think our study looked at daily use. That was a primary analysis, but we did have a measure of frequency of use, and we found that even once or twice a week, use of cannabis once or twice a week was associated with increased risk. It was a smaller risk, but there was some risk.
So when you correlate risk, is it the more you smoke, the worse it is for your heart?
What we found that if you smoke daily, there's an increased risk, 25% increased odds of myocardial infarction and 42% increased odds of stroke. We found that infrequent use, one to twice a week, was also associated with 3 to 4% increased risk. So the risks were there. We were not able to disentangle those studies from on the form of use.
So how does smoking cannabis when you're assessing risk compare to the risk of smoking cigarettes? Is smoking cigarettes still far more dangerous?
We didn't find that. We found that they were very similar. We found that, in fact, if you look at our study, we found that the risks were comparable.
What do you want cannabis users to take away from this study?
I think that the first thing is cannabis is not good for you. It has cardiovascular risks. And I think that smoking cannabis definitely should be discouraged, especially among individuals that have other risk factors. In general, I think smoking of any kind is harmful to human health. So my patients, when they ask me, I always encourage them to stop smoking tobacco or cannabis.
This got me thinking about the assessment, right? When you go into the doctor's office and they ask you, how often do you drink? Do you smoke cannabis? And that is, I'm going to imagine that there are some folks who are really not that honest with their doctors about what they're doing. Would you agree?
You know, that's a very interesting point. And actually, this is what started me on this entire research program. I had a patient who had a myocardial infarction, and he would be one of those people that I didn't, you know, he didn't seem to have a lot of risks. And when he had it, I, you know, after the hospitalization, I decided to go over his cardiovascular risks again. And I said, well, I don't think you smoked. And he said, no, I don't smoke tobacco. And I was about to let it go when he said, well, but I do smoke cannabis. And I said, oh, really? How often? He said, well, I've smoked every day. And that made me really interested in this question because, and he to this day still argues with me about whether there's risks from cannabis smoking. But I think that there's a lot of evidence that suggests that we should be worried about it.
How does your research, your new research, compare to the research that's been done in the past about cannabis use and or comparing it to smoking cigarettes?
I think that one of the criticisms about the cannabis research to date has been that we know that a lot of people that smoke cannabis also smoke tobacco. And one of the concerns was, well, whether the risk is attributed from the tobacco, not the cannabis. And this was a concern that we had as well. And that's why we created this very large data set, over 434,000 American adults in this study. And we were able to exclude the lifetime tobacco users from the study and examine the question of the association of cannabis use with myocardial infarction and stroke. And we found that in this population, again, cannabis use is associated with cardiovascular events.
This was such a big study, 434,000 users. I mean, how did you do that?
Well, the U.S. government, the CDC, funds a national survey, BRFSS. And this survey asks thousands of Americans questions about their health every year. And we were able to use that survey.
So you got answers to some of your questions. Is there something else you would like to investigate and study further as a result of what you found out?
I think the most common question I've received from the public and from the media has been, what about edibles? And I'd like to answer that question.
As prescribed every Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app, the proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.